Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up? Black History Month,
and it's the time where we celebrate our most influential black leaders in our entire community. Plus, our girl Sherry Shepherd's back in the building. What up?
Hey, Sherry, she's back.
Oh my gosh, it is so good to be back and be back with my family. It's good to be black. Black History Month is here, so let's continue to spread love, peace, equality, and justice, and blackness. So what are we dishing, Gary?
Well, the internet is not here, honey, for peace, apparently. Rihanna's pregnant, honey, and the trolls are coming for Drake.
And Justin Bieber is not here for the jokes. We'll explain. Plus, Andrew Freund will join us later to dish and talk about his chat with Kristen Bell and Michael Ealy about the hit series The Woman in the House Across the Street from The Girl in the Window.
Oh.
Wow.
But first, Choo Choo, what you got?
All right, well, yesterday we mentioned that Rihanna and A$AP Rocky are expecting their first child together. Congrats to them again. Felicidades. But the internet continues to be undefeated and created several hilarious memes of Six God Drake reacting to Riri's baby news, y'all. One Twitter user wrote, Drake and Chris Brown FaceTiming after the news Rihanna is pregnant with A$AP Rocky's baby. And that picture is hilarious with both the exes crying on there. That's great. Another funny meme had the caption, after this Rihanna news, you know Heartbreak Drake on the way. Showing Drake in a studio with SpongeBob and Patrick. Wow, that's hilarious.
Wow.
They look deep in thought.
Okay.
I doubt Drake cares, honey. He's just too busy, y'all, honey, putting hot sauce in his condom. So,
I don't think he would have put hot sauce in that one. He would have let that one ride.
Right.
Yeah, but Sherry, it was all part of God's plan, Drake. But Sherry, what do you think about all of this?
You know, it's so funny, Chewy. This is why life is short. Mm-hmm. This is why you're supposed to try to shoot your shot.
Right.
I think all of these guys, Chris and Drake, thought they had time.
Right.
Rihanna's just playing. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden she's pregnant and it's like, now it's too late.
Yep.
Go for it. If you like her, go for it. Don't just sit back.
That's right.
Well, it's not like, you know, they didn't try. Like, I mean, Drake and Rihanna had whatever they had going on, but it seemed like a point, like, where he was Pepe Le Pew and she was the cat
like,
trying to get away.
Work.
Like,
right.
She was taking him at every, like, turn, and, like, at some point, you give up.
But I think HK A$AP Rocky said that he always was trying to talk to
always.
Ray Ray. Like, he never
always.
Gave up, and that just shows you persistence. Don't give up.
He loved her since he was 22. That's what he said on that MTV speech.
Absolutely.
How old is he now?
92, but it's okay.
All right, y'all, moving on. It looks like Justin Bieber had to get some stuff off his chest. So Justin shared a video of a FaceTime call with Charlie Puth yesterday where he confronted him about a diss he made on stage about him a while back. Y'all, take a look.
Right. Yeah, bro, we never really got to talk about just like years ago when you said you on stage to me. I don't think it's very funny, to be honest.
What, you talking about that 6 years ago?
Yeah.
It was a joke.
It was kind of disappointing to me, Brett. Like, this is why when we say we got to push the boys to be more sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
This was a little too sensitive for me, going, you hurt my feelings.
Really?
And Charlie was like, what the blank? Like, I was joking.
He's like, I don't know if I should take you serious. Are you messing with me? Or
I think
what's going
been
on?
More forceful.
Yeah, because this incident happened, like, during a 2016 show in Dallas when Charlie Puth yelled, bleep you, to Justin while he was performing a duet with his ex-girlfriend, Selena Gomez. Which Charlie did publicly apologize when the clip went viral.
You got to give Justin Bieber his props for his acting ability because he was playing along and like, you know, his man was like egging him on like, yo, keep it going. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Charlie Puth believed him proves that he's actually afraid of Justin Bieber.
When I curse at y'all, honey, do y'all know that, honey, I am just playing? Or do y'all think I'm really cursing y'all out?
Nah, we just chalk it up to you. You're crazy.
I just think there's something wrong. I just think it's more therapy that this should be for.
Hey, y'all, looks like another rapper is coming for Madonna's clappers. Now, Madonna posted another series of sexy photos bare her backside while fans gave her props for being 63 and free out here. Nelly wasn't feeling
Sherry.
It because he hopped in the comments and said, some things should be covered up. And so why did he say that? Because, you know, Madonna's fans lit him up and saying that he would never say that to Madonna's face, even labeled Nelly a cyberbully. Maybe Nelly was talking about the car. Maybe he said some cars
maybe.
Need to be covered up.
Right.
Like, well,
yes.
I'm going to give him some benefit of the doubt.
I disagree that Nelly would not say that to Madonna's face. I think if Madonna dressed like this and went into a club, club where Nelly was at.
Yeah.
Where all the little babies and newsies and everybody was at. I think that she would get reactions that she would not like.
I don't agree with that, Sharon. Madonna is a European woman, honey. Now, you know African-American men, European women are they kryptonite, so he will love Honey Madonna.
No.
And he will bow
down to the club, Gary. I feel like Madonna is going to feel like that pimp from I'ma Get You Sucker. You know, when he got out of jail and he thought his clothes was on point and started running down the street. Like, it might be like that.
All right, y'all. So keeping this train moving, man, the things actors do to get into character. Ooh, so Lily James and Sebastian Stan are getting a lot of attention these days for their roles as Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson in the upcoming series Pam and Tommy. But it required a lot of surprising and eye-popping research for the co-stars. Listen to this.
Have you watched the tape?
Well, it was research.
You were the... Right, okay. So you knew what you were doing in that scene?
I think the job as an actor is always to find as much as you can possibly find on the people you're playing.
That's for the tape.
Absolutely.
I've seen the tape.
You've seen it, yeah.
Lover.
I love you so much.
Oh, I didn't know there was sound.
I love you so much, lover. Yes, we saw the tape.
So, but the thing is, though, too, but now, Brad, when you played Cleo, honey, and Set It Off, honey, I mean, did you watch the dance scene before you did it on stage?
If you remember the movie Set It Off, and you probably never seen the play, but Cleo didn't dance. It was Ursula that did that dance. So,
I didn't have to practice
anything. I just had to sit back and watch and throw the money in the air.
No, this was the part I was waiting for in the play that you did, Brad, when you say, when I call you, you better be calling me back. And that, I was waiting for that. You know, that moment, you know, nice. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, but so I mean, you didn't watch the play then, honey. If you didn't
Wasn't in there. She watched the play very well.
I was in the front row.
She enjoyed it.
Oh, you're the front row?
Yeah.
Okay. So I am trying to figure out why this kind of stuff never happens to me. Damn, as Laura Evans said, on Good Time. Damn. So, y'all, Prince Frederick, Prince von Anhalt.
All right.
78 years old, the widower of the late Zsa Zsa Gabor, has adopted a grown-ass man as a son for the sole purpose, guys, of preserving his lineage.
Wow.
All right. Wow.
That's kind of cool.
It's very cool. Yeah. So the young man's name is Kevin, and Kevin's biological father and the prince have been buddies for some years now. I guess that's what they're calling it now. Mm. So now Kevin, 27, had to change his last name to von Anhalt on his birth certificate, and he listed his father as Prince Frederick in order to be the successor.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing, but royalty does come with a price. The agreement is that Kevin will assist his new daddy by cooking for him, doing chores around the house, and making sure his bills are paid on time.
Okay.
That's pretty good deals.
Yeah.
Nice sweet deal.
Now, for some royalty, honey, and a fat check sounds like a sweet deal to me, though, Sherry.
It sounds like a little too good to be true.
Yeah, okay.
For me sitting here, I think it's more than paying them bills and washing the dishes.
No. It wasn't until the fact that you mentioned that, like, his dad and him were cool, that, like, then it stopped being weird. But I was like, you're going to be doing more than polishing spoons, bro.
So if a prince came to you, honey, and wanted to adopt the lovely Jeffrey, honey, and the money was right, I mean, would you just turn him down? That good money, Sherry, just think you'd have to work no more all these jobs?
Oh, no. Jeffrey would make a sign saying daddy and bling it out.
All right. Coming up, David Beckham, honey, says that his wife, Victoria, won't be spicing up her food anytime soon. We'll get into that right after the break.
Dish Nation.
Dish
Nation.
Well, welcome back. Yeah. Yeah. I got Andrew Freund is joining us in L.A. The Dish. What's going on, Andrew?
I'm here, guys.
Well, believe it or not, one of the Spice Girls isn't very spicy, and that would actually be Posh Spice. So David Beckham recently shared that his wife, Victoria, is not adventurous when it comes to food. He said, "When I'm eating something great, I want everyone to try it. Unfortunately, I'm married to someone that has eaten the same thing for the last 25 years. I met her. She only eats grilled fish and steamed vegetables. She will very rarely deviate from that."
You sound like Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You got that queenly touch.
Yeah.
It was good.
I feel like if you eat the same thing all the time, like, you start to smell like the things you eat all the time. Like, the same way alcoholics smell like alcohol because they drink all the time.
She didn't say she was eating asparagus every day.
I eat a lot of things and I don't smell like it, honey. So I don't know about that head crack.
You smell manly.
There's so many dirty jokes. Gary, when was the last time you ate fish?
Mm. Oh my God. Now you know, Andrew, honey, I only like whale. So, honey, I
okay, guys. Kristen Bell has a new Netflix show called, this is a long one, yeah. The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window.
Yikes.
What? You know this show has got to be good. Now, Andrew's going to talk to Kristen about it coming up. But apparently, Kristen has some intimate moments in the show.
Woo!
So I guess, yes, she does. So I guess one of these scenes snuck up on a Twitter user named Eric. Mm. He tweeted that he saw Kristen's intense sex scene with his mom and girlfriend in the same room.
Fun.
Awkward. So Kristen, she saw the tweet and she replied, sorry, dude.
Yeah, and I know the scene that they're talking about. Yeah. It is one of the longest sex scenes I've ever seen.
Wow.
They're
really?
Doing it in the living room. They're doing it in the shower. Yeah. They're doing it in the bedroom.
Everywhere.
And then they
everywhere.
Do it all over again multiple times. And I was a little, I mean, it's it is spicy.
It's a good show.
Wow. But you know, it's so funny because when you do these sex scenes, they have somebody on the set to coach you through it.
Right.
Those are really like vulnerable moments. And I remember, if y'all remember The Chi, Brett had a sex scene
A great one.
Really? Yeah.
She had a great one.
Yeah.
So Brett, when you did that scene in The Chi, your sex scene, how were you feeling when you did it?
Yeah, I mean, I was real nervous. I needed the girl I was doing it with to keep me calm and talk to me and tell me it was going to be all right. Because I had never did like a sex scene like that. But I didn't want to practice or nothing at first. I just wanted her to tell me what we was doing and let's knock it on out and get it over with. I was very nervous.
How many takes did that take?
It took about 5 or 6 or 7 at the most.
Wow.
They had to
That's
get it from
lot.
Different angles.
I swear
angles.
To God, I'm going to fire my agents because I should have got that role.
All right, next up, I am talking to Kristen Bell about the new show, and I also wanted to let our viewers know that the Critics' Choice Awards are now happening on Sunday, March 13th. I will be there. Follow us on Instagram.
Love
I'll be
it.
Doing a little behind-the-scenes action.
Love it.
And make sure you don't miss them.
All right.
Yeah.
Great, but first, Head Crack has something to jumpstart our summertime fine bodies. What?
Yes. Hey, I want you to be the best you in 2022, and your New Year's resolution starts and ends with the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse. D-Herbs has been helping people lose weight for over 15 years with thousands of 5-star reviews, and many of our success stories have lost 30 pounds in only 20 days. Just listen to this real D-Herbs success story.
So the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse helped me lose 53 pounds.
Wow!
There you go.
53?
Yes, 53 pounds. I have tried every other diet out there, and this is not just a diet, this is a way of life.
Full body cleanse, it works.
I not only got off the blood pressure medicine, no longer pre-diabetic, but also I had heartburn and all that, and then lost the weight. I mean, that was, to me, life-changing.
Don't struggle with trendy diets or unreasonable workout routines in 2022. Make a commitment that will get results. Visit dherbs.com now and get a nice discount with promo code DISH. That's dherbs.com, promo code DISH, to become the best you in 2022.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. So, Andrew, you didn't just come to dish with us today, honey. You also brought us a bit of your recent chat with Kristen Bell.
That's right, Brad. I am so excited because there's a new Netflix series called The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window. The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window.
Boom!
The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window. And I sat down with Kristen Bell and Michael Ealy and Tom Riley to talk all about it. So Kristen plays Anna, who is very heartbroken.
Okay.
And she sits in this chair and she watches what's going on in the world around her. And you know what? Hijinks and chaos ensues, as well as a load of wine. It sounds
crazy.
Let's check it out.
Lots of wine.
Okay, are there any stats, Kristen, on how many bottles your character has during the show and how many pills she takes? What are your thoughts on that?
The bottles of wine, there were definitely over 50 that I had to uncork, and then probably 30 that I practiced on. And the casseroles, the prop department and I became very close.
Why do you want to relax with a glass of red wine sometimes?
I mean, sometimes the world can be a bit much, can't it? And we all could do with cracking open a nice cab sav and putting our feet up.
Well, Ely, what about you? What makes you want to pick up a glass of red wine from time to time?
I got 2 kids, man. Either the stuff they say, don't do, some of the stuff they do, it's easy.
Kristen, you know, your character takes these sexy selfies. That's part of her, coming of age or whatever. Is there a key to taking a sexy selfie? Because I'm out there in the dating world. What do I got to do for a good selfie?
The number one thing I think is that I am not the person to ask. Sexy has never been my lane, and I doubt it ever will be.
Have you seen the show? Because I mean, it gets pretty sexy.
I mean, like, no, like, I mean, I have body parts that I suppose could be sexualized. So when we were trying to take the sexy selfies, I really was just being me. I was just like, you know, holding the camera. And it was so stupid. And then that was the scene, and it worked perfectly.
Kristen, you know that those dishes that you put in the casserole, my sleuthy producer found that on eBay, those things go for $3,000. Did you know?
Because obviously I've dealt with the fallout of social media from this Pyrex dish. So when it was dropped in the trailers, there were a few people who were very angry because they are worth so much. And I tried to calm their fears by letting them know we were just using a newly cheap white one and we stenciled it on. It was not real. It was an imitation and we weren't breaking the real thing.
Thank you so much. You guys, I love this show. Congratulations. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
This looks good.
It's good, right?
It's good.
I'm watching this.
It's good.
You watch
it tonight.
Okay.
Right? Yes.
Brad, are you going to watch?
Absolutely. I can't wait to see it. She popping pills, drinking wine, and seeing murders. Yeah. This is my kind of movie.
It's lit. It's lit.
All right, guys. I absolutely love this show. The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window is streaming right now on Netflix. Be sure to check it out with a glass of wine and a casserole and come right back for more Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, it's time for another You Didn't See Dish Coming.
Uh-oh.
All right, pizza lovers, listen up, because Domino's wants to pay you for ordering their pizza, but there's a small catch, y'all.
What?
So with the shortage of delivery drivers increasing, Domino's is offering $3 to anybody willing to order carryout instead of delivery.
Yeah.
You'll get paid $3, a whole $3, to come pick up your own pizza, y'all.
Yeah.
I don't know, y'all. First, Domino's went from 10 wings to 8 wings because of inflation, and now this. I don't know about this deal, y'all. Is Domino's tripping? What's up?
How many times can you do this before you gotta claim it on your taxes? Because you right. gotta low key work for them at this point.
Why don't they just like give the employees the increase?
Exactly. Yeah. If they're late, you get it for free.
That was back in the 80s, baby. In the 90s. Yeah.
I wasn't even born.
Yeah.
I'd rather go pick up my pizza and greet the people and smile and keep my $3.
Wait, but can you imagine the delivery man rolling up to Gary's house, Gary opening the door, and I don't know what Gary's wearing.
Some feather boa.
Yeah. I don't know. What are you wearing, Gary?
Caesar again. It says Balenciaga on it.
Not a feather boa in a thong.
Yes, honey.
With his Burberry bucket hat.
And the first thing Gary says is, did you bring the extra ranch dressing?
Did you bring my breadsticks, boo?
Okay. Are you the one who ordered the meat lovers?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.